WITFM.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. To your hand, your wife. I'm not talking to the women. I'm talking to you. And God says, I expect you to manage what I gave you. When he came back, he said, Adam, where are you?
Right.
And so many times our authority has been usurped. And when the authority is usurped, it get out of calibration. When the authority of God is usurped, the church does not act right. When the authority of God is usurped, nothing goes right because the authority has been delegated to the one God has placed in charge.
Come on now.
God says, I'm looking at you because I put you in charge. We see God before the people. Yahweh was the head of his people, and they encamped. Whether by day or by night, he would be with them. Therefore, and whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is there for. Even the unpredictable route could be trusted because God was directing him. Sometimes God will ask you to go up to that mountain, and we say, but that mountain is a block. God says, I didn't tell you to go around it. I said, go to it, and I will direct you from that point on. What God is asking you and I is to do what I ask you to do. If I ask you to speak to the mountain, that mountain will move because you're under my authority, and I've already given you authority. Why do you have authority? When God made Adam, he gave Adam dominion and power. And because we have dominion and power, anything that God tells us to do will be done and accomplished.
Right now.
God said, I've got a route. I got a pathway for you. When we see God manifested himself in the form of a pillar of cloud, a fire, it was for their benefit. If the children of Israel were being guided by God, what does this reveal to us? If God is guiding us, let God be God. So many times we try to get ahead of God. I shared with pastors and preachers that have said under this pulpit, I said, when you open doors before it's time, it will not accomplish anything. Because God says, you're ahead of my plan. I have a path. I'm guiding. I know what I'm up to. I know what I'm doing. And all you have to do is follow the path. Follow the guide. Follow the instruction. But when we get ahead of the plan, doors are closed, Donald, because we got ahead of God. When we get ahead of God, doors are closed because we didn't listen to God. When we get ahead of God, doors, everything get closed. And all obstacles that was there are still there, and you don't know what to do because we got there before it's time. But when it's time, the Lord God came in the fullness of time. He came right on time. And when you are on time with God, doors will be open just like he wants them to be opened. My God. Jesus told the disciples, and he reminded us today to keep focus on him. Keep our focus on him. And that plan involved the Holy Spirit, his word, and the Bible. When we accept the Lord as our personal Savior, the Lord receives us into his family. into his family, not the church. We are the church. We are in the family of God. The Holy Spirit now comes into our life, takes up residence, and then begin to guide us. I ask the question, who's guiding you? The Holy Spirit is now in us. The Holy Spirit is now in us moving. The Holy Spirit is conforming, reconciling, regenerating, revitalizing us. And the Bible is here to answer all of our questions. Yeah. Because the Bible is God's infallible word. And when you have a problem in your life, stop going to Sister Sue. Yes, stop going to all of these fortune tellers. Stop going to folks. And we know how we are in Louisiana. We run down to New Orleans and the voodoo hoodoo you do. And we think that they have answers. But you have to understand something. When you go to these folk, they're carrying a spirit. And that spirit is not a godly spirit, but an ungodly spirit. And you give them your hand, and the Lord says, I've been trying to give you my hand for years. Right. And you have never accepted it. But you go to a person that I made in my image who have hoodoo voodoo. And now you are trying to listen to them instead of listening to me. So the Lord is saying, I came to give you something more than what the world has to offer. Are you hearing the word? The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is simply telling us that all of us can get to heaven, but not all of us will get there. Yeah. Yeah. The plan of salvation was designed for each and every one of us. Hell was designed for the devil and his little angels, those little fallen angels. We all can be heaven bound. Confess your sin. Repent. Accept the Lord as your personal Savior. You're heaven bound. Many of us have heard the truth. The gospel is preached every day. Yes, sir. Or every Sunday. But are we following God's way? Today, there are so many people who are lost. Yeah. And that hurts me. Because some of them have been in this very church listening to God's word. And now they are running and listening to the world. So many of our young people are lost. Because now in the academia world, they got all kind of theories and philosophies. Do what you want, live the way you want it, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returned, or when the Lord returns. They'll be drinking, they'll be partying, they'll be living the way they want to live, and suddenly the Lord will return. And that grieves me, because the more we preach, the more they stay away, because they're listening to a philosophy. Great delusion has been propagated upon them, and we preach and we teach God's word and we share that there is salvation for those. And the Lord is still speaking and still calling us and compelling us to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so that men might be saved. And it is our responsibility as pastors and leaders and preachers and laypersons to share God's word for such a time as this. My brothers and sisters, people choose to walk away from the Lord. Just like you and I choose to accept the Lord as our personal Savior, there are people who choose to walk away from the Lord because of lifestyle. They choose to live the way they want to live. They choose to act the way they want to act. They choose to rebel. They choose to fight. They choose, but in their heart, they know right from wrong. Keep focus. I dare say God said, I am the way. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Proverbs 119 and 105 states that my word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto the path, my path. And then in verse 107 it says, I am greatly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. When we refuse to allow God to guide us, we open the door for the enemy. And the enemy objective is to beat us down. More people are depressed today because they ain't listening to God's word. More kids are committing suicide today because they ain't listening to God. More people are confused today because they stop listening to God. When we see what the enemy is up to, he is beating our children down. Never heard in my life 9-year-old and 10-year-old killing themselves, but we're hearing it today because the enemy is beating them down. When we think about God, he is solving all of our problems. We need to follow the Lord and his word. My brothers and sisters, his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And a lamp gives off light.
Yeah.
And a light allows us to see. To see the plan of salvation. Secondly, we need to be sensitive to God's word. Sensitive to God's word. We need to be able to hear. Let he who have an ear, let him hear. How the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to you and I. Don't give up. Don't ever abandon the ship. Don't ever throw in the white towel of surrender. Just wait on the Lord. Be sensitive to God's word. Hear the word that we are speaking. Somebody said, can you hear me now? Letting us know what's right from wrong. Can you hear me now? Letting us know that Jesus came in the fullness of time, demonstrated the eternal love of God the Father Almighty, suffered and died so that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. Can you hear me now? He came and he suffered and he died, hung on a cross. But on the third day, Daryl, he got up proclaiming all power of heaven and earth was in his hand. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? When we see the Lord said he ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Can you hear me now? But one day the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Can you hear me now? Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up and lifted up with them in the air. Can you hear me now? We will go to heaven and serve the Lord forever. Can you hear me now? The Lord says, I have an eternity for you. Can you hear me now? If you can hear me now, that should be a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. For our God is worthy to be praised. Can you hear me now? The Lord said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Can you hear me now? For he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Can you hear me now? The angels say, holy, holy, holy. But what do you say? Can you hear me now? But the Lord is asking the question, can he hear you now? Because the Lord expects the praises. He inhabited the praises of his people. And that's a praise. If there's a praise in your life, if there's some praise in your house, if there's some praise in your heart, there should be hallelujah, for God is given the highest praise. And we trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T.
Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.